This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
All right. Here we go. Tie Five Podcast. Hot brethren and sister, and we have fellow hot brethren here. Let them know where we are, what's happening right now.
I'm Connor Larson. We're in Nashville, Tennessee at my show, Punchwines Comedy Hour at Nashville Winery. This is not the venue. This is a weird space that we're in.
Yes.
But if you come to the show, it's a great show. Not in here, though.
So I'm here in Nashville doing a couple of his shows. He actually hosts three shows here in Nashville. And a lot of you have been reaching out asking about how to host a show, how to approach a venue, how to get paid. This is a gentleman who's not only hosting three shows, but he is paying comics at these shows. So please kind of break down the game. First off, maybe, how did you approach these venues, or why did you decide on these venues, and how did you pitch them?
Yeah, so the first one I picked, we picked a brewery called Southern Grist Brewery, and it was a perfect room. It's a small room. It's intimate, which is great for comedy. And the way we got them was we just went in and we're like super sincere. We're like, we're going to try real hard. And I think the biggest thing I've learned pitching venues is to kind of undersell and over-deliver. Like, if you can be like, hey, give us a shot, don't ask them for anything, handle as much of it as you can, like the promotion, set up the PA, book the comics. And if you come in with a really polished product on the first one, they'll be like, oh, because I'm sure they get offered all the time and it's not a great show. But if you really try the first time and nail it, then they start to work with you, and then you can just kind of build from there. So the first show got us the second show, which got us the third show.
And did you just walk in? Did you email them? Did you call them?
Like... So I emailed them a few times, and they didn't get back to me.
Okay.
And then I went in personally once, and they were like lukewarm, and then I went in again, and I think they were kind of like happy that I was like very clearly like, hey, I'm not just gonna stop coming if you do this.
Okay.
Not like a crazy way, just like, oh, this guy actually cares, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so we went, and they let us do the first show. First show was great. And when the first show was great, I mean, just totally frankly, if it makes the venue money, it's gonna work. And
right.
So if you make them money and you put on a good show and you have like a good faith effort the first time, it seems like it works.
So did you just go in there and be like, hey, Nashville has a great comedy scene, you guys have a great venue that would be perfect for comedy? Like, did you frame it?
Yeah, I went in and I just tried to pitch it like, hey, we have a lot of local talent, and also Nashville's really centrally located. We get great comics like from Atlanta and all that, so we can, Atlanta representation. So we just get a lot of those people, and so I was like, you know, let us do this show. I'm not asking you guys for anything other than the space. I brought the PA, set it all up, and we just kind of ran as professional a show as we could the first time. And I think they were like, well, this doesn't cost us anything. It makes us money. And then eventually, I mean, the first month, the show didn't make money, but eventually it does, which is, I think, the other key. It's like, be willing to eat it the first month.
Boom. That's
and
gold.
And kind of build the next show.
Yes.
But you gotta just look at it from their point of view, where it's like, they don't know if you're responsible or a nice dude. And if you are, they'll kind of work with you. So if you're just like a nice human being and you kind of work with them, you can really build it. But start kind of less ambitious, I would say, and then build from there.
Build it. So did you start out, because I noticed Southern Grist didn't have a cover, it was donation. Punchwines, the one we're doing here, has a cover.
It does.
What about your third show?
So the third show has a cover that's in between this one and Yazoo. So I got like the whole spectrum of covers. So we pay all the comics on all the shows. And I like that because they're all the same week, so we can offer comics like, hey, come up, do all three shows, we'll pay you for all three. And it makes it easier for us to get like real comics who are like, well, I'll spend a week in there if I can get three shows.
Right.
But yeah, with the first show, I mean, we were just eating it at first. And then the venue was really great and started working with us. And now that show usually does great, even though it's donation-based. And then with this one, it's, you know, we pay cover, and that works out well. But as long as you can pay comics and make money on the show, I mean, that's great. That's all I'm looking to do.
How do you negotiate having a cover with the venue? Like, is a venue like, okay, we're splitting the door, or it's like, we'll pay you a flat rate to produce the show? Like, how does the money side
so
break down?
So we've been really lucky, and we've found venues that are like, hey, if you like, we'll just run the show. We don't ask them for anything but the space.
We
keep the door. They get the drinks. And it worked. I mean, if they don't have to do any work and you're bringing in extra customers, the venues I've worked with have all been great, and they'll kind of give you free rein to do what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're like responsible and don't do anything that like, you know, messes it up for the venue, yeah, we've been really lucky with the door deals. We negotiated great ones, and so far it's been awesome.
Well, we're coming down to the final minute here. As we usually in these podcasts, what other final advice, final tips you have for a comic that's hoping to produce their own show, but they haven't taken that leap yet?
I would say just be like really sincere in trying to make it a good show. Even there's like that weird comedy apathy where you're like, well, like, what are we going to, you know, there's a lot of shows that are kind of just going through the motions.
Right.
And if you make an effort, even if like even if it doesn't always manifest the way you wanted it and work out the way you wanted it, everybody notices that you're trying. And if you try to put on a good show, like, comics appreciate it, the audience appreciates it, yes, and the venues appreciate it, and it's also just, like, it's great. I mean, if you have a show that works really well, it's really fun, it's really rewarding, and I love doing it.
And it seems like you picked a venue. Oh, we're going to overtime. We're running over. We're running the light here. It's it seems like you're picking venues that are also good for comedy. You're not like, oh, let's go stand in the corner of this bar. It's like, oh no, there's a possible place for this.
Yeah, I think the one super quick tip is don't shoehorn a venue. If it's like a vintage clothing store that will let you do it, don't do it. Just be like, I really appreciate that. No. Yeah. Do it in a place that could feasibly run a comedy show. And if it can't, it's not worth it.
Gold. My man, well, please let them know where they can find you, keep up with you and your shows, all that.
Okay, you can find me at Connor Larson Comedy on Instagram, CONNORLARSEN Comedy. And then all my shows are linked to my accounts. They all have dedicated Instagram pages and Facebook, so you can find all that on there. And thanks very much for having me on the podcast,
dude.
I appreciate it.
Dude, we made it.
We did.
Hot brethren.
We did run the light, but thank you guys for watching. That's very nice of you guys.
All right, keep grinding, kids.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.